News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia warned Wednesday that imposing sanctions on President Vladimir Putin personally would not hurt him, but would be politically destructive, after U.S. President Joe Biden said he would consider such a move if Russia invaded Ukraine. Mr. Biden said Tuesday that personal sanctions on Putin, though a rare step, could be considered as part of a concerted drive by Washington and its allies to convince Moscow that any new aggression against Ukraine would bring swift and massive costs. As officials began four-nation talks in Paris, Russia held new military drills on land and sea and moved more paratroopers and fighter jets to Belarus, north of Ukraine, for what it describes as joint exercises there next month. Russia has gathered an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine in recent weeks. While U.S. and NATO allies prepare for a possible invasion of Ukraine by Russia, interested parties are considering the possibility that Russia may cut off natural gas supplies to Europe if Russia is hit with sanctions. The U.S. and European allies have promised punishing economic and political sanctions if Russia moves its military into Ukraine. Tuesday, Ukraine's leaders tried to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia is not imminent, even as they acknowledge the threat is real. Russian President Vladimir Putin spent more than 2 hours Wednesday in a virtual meeting with top Italian executives. Despite Rome's opposition due to escalating tensions over Ukraine, the event, organized by the Italian-Russian Chamber of Commerce, included energy giant Enel, insurer Generali, and tire manufacturer Pirelli. Energy firm Eni told AFP it had decided Tuesday to withdraw. This is VOA News. The U.S. government warned companies Wednesday to be extremely wary of doing business in Myanmar, citing the risks of being linked to a military government involved in lawlessness and human rights abuse. Those involved with businesses controlled by the military regime, quote, run the risk of engaging in conduct that may expose them to significant reputational, financial, and legal risks, end quote, including breaking sanctions and money laundering laws, according to a statement from six cabinet-level departments. Investors and traders were warned specifically to avoid state-owned enterprises, the gems and precious metals sector, real estate and construction projects, and the arms business. Kurdish forces Wednesday retook full control of a prison in northeast Syria, where Islamic State group jihadists had been holed up since attacking it 6 days earlier. The brazen IS jailbreak attempt and ensuing clashes left more than 180 people dead in the jihadists' most high-profile military operation since the loss of their caliphate nearly 3 years ago. The prison was thought to hold around 3,500 IS inmates when the initial attack was first launched January 20th, with explosives-laden vehicles steered by suicide bombers. The Kurdish authorities have insisted no inmates escaped from the compound, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group has said significant numbers were sprung. Britain's government is holding its breath as it awaits the Partygate report, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is bracing for the conclusions of an investigation into allegations of lockdown-breaching parties. The document could help him end weeks of scandal and discontent or bring his time in office to an abrupt close. Johnson's office has promised to publish its findings. On Tuesday, police said they'd opened a criminal investigation into some of the gatherings. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Human rights organizations said Wednesday Poland's abortion law has had devastating consequences as news broke of another pregnant mother whose death has been blamed on the near total ban. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the World Organization Against Torture, and several other groups released the joint statement a year after the new restrictions came into effect. The Catholic country already had one of Europe's most restrictive abortion laws when the Constitutional Court sided with the populist right-wing government to rule that terminations over fetal defects were unconstitutional. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.